WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Chaos in southern Gaza after an Israeli airstrike hit a bakery at a refugee camp. Now, a UN agency warns it'll sharply curtail relief operations in Gaza without new fuel deliveries. Doctors Without Borders' Avril Benoit tells CBS.
The operating rooms are so full that at times our surgeons are having to perform surgery on the floor of a hallway with all the people around.
Former President Trump says it's his strong suggestion Republicans vote for the fourth House Speaker nominee in 3 weeks, Louisiana's Mike Johnson. CBS's Scott McFarland.
He's an attorney specializing in constitutional law, but voted to decertify the 2020 elections, and that could be a pivotal vote.
Acapulco slammed with a Category 5 Hurricane Otis. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
Still, powerful storm we've got here. Hurricane force winds spreading over Mexico, and that's going to create heavy rain that could cause flash flooding and mudslides.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's long-awaited wolf management plan is up for a vote today by the Department of Natural Resources Policy Board. It recommends holding the statewide population at around 1,000 animals. It also has recommendations on when to reduce the population and when it would be considered stable to let it grow. Farmers, hunters, and Republican state lawmakers have been calling for a more specific number. The state of Wisconsin is joining a federal lawsuit against the social media company Meta. 42 other states are part of the suit. It accuses Meta of knowingly designing and launching addictive features on Instagram and Facebook, leading to a mental health crisis for young people across the nation. The coalition also says it's looking into the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Packers getting ready for the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. At 2-4, are the Packers now just looking to help their younger players? Rookie tight end Tucker Kraft.
Me, as a rookie coming in here, playing considerable amount of reps, you know, every week my reps increase. I'm told you're not a rookie. You have a responsibility on the field.
College football, the Badgers hope to hand the Ohio State Buckeyes a loss this Saturday. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell says it's going to take discipline to beat the number 3 ranked Buckeyes.
Discipline is a gift, and so everything that we do within the program has to do with discipline. So it's not something that's just taught. You know, over time continues to grow. It's a skill.
NBA, the Bucks host the 76ers tomorrow night at 6:30. It's the season opener for both teams. Giannis asks, is signing his contract extension lifted the mood around the place?
It was very helpful. The Bucks are great. How the Bucks suck. That's what you guys talk about, you know.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We We may catch a glimpse or two of sun today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high of 62 this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms will develop late tonight and continue through tomorrow. Some heavy rain, maybe an inch to an inch and a half or more, with a high on Thursday of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap. KKK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to introduce to our new listening audience, Richland Center, Amory, Hayward, La Crosse, Chippewa Falls, and Eclair. My next guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, a giant who I've known now for well over a decade, maybe going on two, and I am always honored to have him on wherever I am. He is as intertwined in national and local politics as anybody that I know. So welcome. Dr. Robert Craig is with us every Wednesday at this time. So, hey, good morning to you, Dr. Craig, and welcome back.
Good morning, Earl. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. We've got a great new listening audience who I think is going to benefit by your vast knowledge of and you know, and you are a guy who can explain how these things work as well as anybody that I know.
And we have members in those places, so I'm glad to talk to more of our membership statewide that also I hope will listen to your show.
Yes, sir. So Dr. Craig, you know, let's talk about local politics for a change. And we'll get into some of those national things as well. But what's the hot button issue of today that's impacting these listeners of the station that they should be aware of, and excuse me, where it's so critically important that they know about these things, where they can vote and align themselves with what is right and what is wrong?
Well, I'll give you all what's top of mind. I'm heading to Madison after this show. The state Senate is holding a hearing on the $500 million deal that went through the assembly for the owners of the Milwaukee Brewers. And, I mean, our position is not that there can't be any deal, but this is a very one-sided one that benefits 100 millionaire and doesn't provide other committee benefits, and comes at a time when we're underfunding public education, healthcare, childcare, a lot of other things in this state. And so I think that's something voters should be very aware of. How do people spend money? The one statewide poll that has been done, it was last week by a very reputable pollster, found that 70% opposition, if you ask them, do you support this or spending on other core government services like education, like childcare, like healthcare. And so this is wildly unpopular, but it shows the power of kind of the corporate elite in government on both parties, that it passed on in a bipartisan nature in the state assembly, and the governor and the speaker of the House of the assembly, Robin Voss, who are seen as arch enemies, they're aligned on this. So it tells you a lot, Earl, about the real power behind the curtain, to use a Wizard of Oz analogy.
You know, Dr. Craig, that is an amazing statement you just made, because they have not been able to come together on anything. And yet in corporate welfare, we can make this happen. And those people in Amory and Hayward and La Crosse and Eclair and Chippewa Falls and other places that rarely get a chance to come down and see the Brewers, I'm sure they would believe that their tax dollars are better spent elsewhere.
Yeah, and the information that's being offered is misleading. It's not convincing the public, by the way, but the public, this shows to the extent our democracy is compromised, right? There have been 130 academic studies, credible studies, sports stadiums and subsidies to maintain teams have no discernible economic benefit. Okay, this is a lot of research, including where you do it. So right in Milwaukee, where the stadium is, there's not an immediate deadline. Their lease lasts for 6 years. They're holding up this. They're going to leave. We have to act now. They've created the urgency. Major League Baseball has it. The strategy to shake down every city that's not put in a lot of money recently before they expand to two more teams. And this is a business model, and there is no other place for the Brewers to move right now. They could not move for 6 years, and this is a highly valuable market. They keep throwing out, kind of playing in, Earl, to the inferiority complex Wisconsin can have sometimes, not Milwaukee being the smallest major league city. Well, this is a team that is worth $1.6 billion, which puts it in the top 20 of Major League Baseball teams, and has top 10 attendance every year. It's a very valuable commodity. They have a lot to lose, but they've convinced opinion leaders, we must act now, we must give them whatever deal they want. So that's what we're objecting to. There is a way to structure this that creates a lot more good jobs and permanent jobs for people, that benefits economic development, but you have to actually tie that into the deal. There's also a proposal, Earl, to put an Amtrak railroad station there and to tie it to getting federal money to extend out rail from Milwaukee to Madison to Green Bay and then up to Eau Claire and La Crosse and into the Twin Cities. So you could talk about something that's really beneficial to the economy of Wisconsin tied to this deal, but none of that's there right now. It's just a giveaway.
You know, Dr. Craig, you look at forcing tax dollars to be spent on these private stadiums basically didn't just start. And it's grown to the degree that now in many areas they're talking $2 billion stadiums, Dr. Craig. I mean, it's actually gotten, if you look at what they did, in California and other places, it is absolutely absurd that to say that we can't afford to do these other things, Dr. Craig, that are so important to every one of the people listening in this audience. And yet somehow we've got to get it done, and we've got to get it done now. You know, as you stated, they're still locked into a contract. It didn't have to get done now, but they pushed this. So what that tells me, Dr. Craig, is if they can come together for something as frivolous as a baseball stadium, it's a game, Dr. Craig, after it's all said and done, that children play, but it's also a big business. And so big business is always going to win out, especially if the people don't look at it from that perspective and push back on it.
And teams rarely move. I mean, they've created this panic, or tried to, among opinion leaders, among electeds, not among the public. The public is not calling and demanding this. Every town hall that's held, the public is against it. So Nevada did $1.5 billion, their legislature, same kind of thing, right, where inside job to lure the Oakland A's.
Right.
But now, because they are a referendum state where you can put on a ballot initiative to overturn legislation, there's a ballot initiative the teachers union is funding, which is expected to win and overturn it because the public will not vote for it. In Chicago, things are changing. In Illinois, the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, told the Bears to get lost when they wanted money for a new stadium. And the Chicago White Sox are doing the same thing as the Brewers there, and they're offering the same place they would move, Nashville. They can't all move to Nashville. And there's no sign of Illinois leaders taking the bait. So I think it's beginning to change, and Wisconsin's in risk here of being one of the last states to do this. I think states are beginning to get wise that it's a shakedown.
CJ. You say what?
Well, I was on hold, wanted to talk about the tax code because the way you gentlemen talk, we're living in a $2 trillion a year deficit right now for a country. And as far as the Brewers go, that community should be vested in it. The owners should profit from their investment by helping the city create jobs and economy. So I'm thrilled they're staying. And but you know, when I hear you gentlemen talk, you know, if we went to a flat tax, who would be hurt the most? Because you always talk about get the rich to pay their fair share. They pay their fair share. They would end up even in a better position with a flat tax. So, you know,
CJ, so I never will understand how an average Joe speaks on behalf of billionaires and has to defend billionaires. Dr. Craig, I for the life of me, I don't understand that mentality.
And I guess it shows the power of billionaires to control communication and get folks like CJ to advocate for their interests, not their own. But interesting, I was not sure, Earl, where CJ would come down on the stadium because, just as I said, there's a strange coalition between Speaker Voss and Governor Evers in favor of it. A big part of the far right is against it. And there are a number of very conservative senators that are no's right now. So people shouldn't call their state senator because there aren't enough votes in the Senate to do it right now unless, and Democrats are the ones that are at risk of caving. The only other group other than Citizen Action Wisconsin that was registered against it a week ago was Americans for Prosperity, Earl. So we have...
What a coalition,
I can't remember.
What a coalition.
But I will say that since then, we did a sign-on letter and black leaders organizing for change, Voces de la Frontera, Kids Forward, the Milwaukee Teacher Education Association, and Wisdom, the faith-based group statewide, all signed on to our letter. So those other five groups are also opposed. But yeah, you know, I was wondering if CJ would come down with Americans for Prosperity and say Senator Steve Noss and Senator Kapenga, who are on the conservative end of the Senate for Republicans, or whether he'd come down with Robin Voss. It sounded like he's more for the Robin Voss line, if I understood him.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. You can join us. We'll be right back.
The Tap. The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having being fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, your thoughts about this struggle with social media companies and the Supreme Court getting ready to make some decisions. I mean, right now with the war, wars going on, there's all kind of misinformation that is being spewed, as it always is on social media platforms, the impact that it's having on children. Texas and Florida have kind of stepped up, and they want to control content that is on those platforms. You know, with your organization, where do you fall in that discussion?
Yeah, it's not something we're specifically organizing people on around the state, but it's something we certainly get into in our social media feeds, ironically, I should say, with some irony. But this has to do with holding big corporations accountable. The issue has been that we all understand clearly that if someone makes a dangerous product, like that harms you, like paint, for example, right, poisons children, does an unsafe toy, what have you, that the company should be held accountable. But we haven't done that in social media, partly because it's not as physical and tangible. It's a psychological harm. Though there's tremendous research that this is addictive, that it is extremely harmful, that is leading kids to be unhappy, commit suicide, and there's really good academic research on this, and they've been allowed to get away with it. And we also know that psychological harm can be every bit as damaging as physical harm, right, to a human being, especially when they're developing. But they have done this just because corporate America, if allowed to do it, will do whatever is profitable, whatever the consequences. There's very little ethical. The only ethical kind of guidance there is, would it harm us, harm our business, right? And they've been able to get away with it. And a lot of what they do with the algorithms is not visible to people, right? So it just looks like they're creating a marketplace and people are deciding, and it's freedom, when it's not that at all. They're figuring out what will generate the most profit for them, regardless of harm. And so I think it's about time, but I'm also a little bit of skepticism, Earl, that it seems like these tech giants right now are very much like the robber barons of over 100 years ago, where it took a lot of false starts to finally start holding them accountable, right? Because they have so much immense power, and they give so much campaign money, and they have such propaganda capacity because of the business they're in and because of the money they can spend on legislation and on elections.
You know, it says a share of Americans ages 18 and over who use social media has ballooned from 50% to 75% in the last decade, according to the Pew Research. As global conflicts escalate in 2024, the U.S. presidential election approaches, The Supreme Court's decision may have a profound impact on the future of online speech and on democracies worldwide. You know, Dr. Craig, when you go on some of these sites and some of the things that are being said clearly impact the thoughts of many people. And I guess you can say, well, with adults, that's one thing, but they're targeting children. And so for people who clearly want to argue about freedom of speech and First Amendment and all those kinds of things, it's a thin line, right?
Well, with children, absolutely. But even with adults, they've become the public square, right?
Right.
Most people's First Amendment rights, they're theoretical, you know, something Clarice Thomas acknowledges exists in theory, but in practice, people have no ability to be heard except here. And if it's all rigged so that that a lot of the voices will not be heard at all because they don't create enough clicks, right? You know, nuanced discussion of what's happening in the Middle East rather than absolutism of either side, right? Or
right.
Not just absolutism, but also sensationalism. They'll go with the sensationalism because that gets more clicks and it gets more reaction. It keeps people on the platform longer. That is damaging, you know, to having a functioning democracy. So I think it matters. Western European countries and the developed Asian democracies have done a lot more to rein it in. We need to really think about whether our kind of laissez-faire doctrines on this, that everything will turn out if we just don't regulate, are relevant, you know, in a modern technological era. I'm not sure that they are. I think these folks can't have it both ways. They can't both be the main way that people communicate with each other and profit from that, but then have no social responsibility in how they structure their platform.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, it is to me to say that we can't have the federal government involved in these kinds of decisions, yet people can say and do anything that endangers other Americans. You got to draw the line on that somewhere. So people should be allowed to show people how to make bombs and show children how to steal cars and all that stuff somehow is okay, right? How to make guns, ghost guns, and all. How are all those things okay for society, Dr. Craig, and you hide them under, you know, the right to freedom of speech?
Well, let me give you an example. If you published a manual for profit, you know, like a book, traditional book, right? You could be sued for the consequences of how to build a bomb, right? Or
right.
How to build a semiotic automatic or a fully automatic rifle. They stand behind this legal fiction that they're not producing the content, they're just the vehicle for it. But then they're privileging some content over others for profit reasons. That's what the algorithms are set up to do. And furthermore, they're a monopoly, Earl. That is to say, they have, by restraint of trade, just like the old robber barons with the steel trusts and all the other trusts, right, the rubber trusts, they've set it up so they don't have competitors. Frankly, there could be competitors that are much better that compete on being real marketplaces of ideas, being friendly places for kids. And that would be a place people to go. That all of those folks have been either put out of business or bought out so they can't compete. And the anti-monopoly, antitrust laws are all still on the books. During the Reagan era, this country and the courts, the conservative courts, just decided to stop enforcing them. I will say this, President Biden's been the most forceful in trying to enforce our antitrust laws of any president in 50 years. And they are making progress on filing antitrust lawsuits as well.
So, Dr. Craig,
long overdue.
Yeah, hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another day, another cyber attack in Wisconsin. This time, the Rock County Administrative Offices in Janesville says it was hit. The county's administrator says a criminal actor hacked the county's network database, encrypted some files, and demanded almost $2 million to put everything back the way it was. The headquarters of Quick Trip and American Family Insurance were also recently hacked. There's a new member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Governor Evers is tapping longtime Eau Claire City employee Carrie Ripel. She served in the city clerk and human resources offices since 2011. Ripel says she'll be able to provide an expert's opinion in the role. She'll keep her job in Eau Claire while making regular trips to Madison. Her appointment is subject to state Senate approval. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsinites struggling to keep up with energy costs may be eligible to receive some federal help in staying warm this winter. Wisconsin will receive over $100 million in federal funding through the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. The program is available to Wisconsin residents with a yearly income at or below 60% of the state median income based on the number of people you live with. The State Department of Administration expects to help nearly 200,000 households this year. A pair of Republican lawmakers don't want the people making decisions about grants and loans for college to take an applicant's race into consideration. The same goes for gender, religion, or sexual orientation. A bill from Representative Nick Rettinger and Senator Eric Wimberger comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this year that colleges and universities can't use race when considering admissions. Under the bill, those decisions would be based solely on a student's financial need. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Packers getting ready for the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. At 2-4, are the Packers now just looking to help their younger players? Rookie tight end Tucker Kraft.
Me, as a rookie coming in here, playing considerable amount of reps, you know, every week my reps increase. I'm told you're not a rookie. You have a responsibility on the field.
College football, the Badgers hope to hand the Ohio State Buckeyes a loss this Saturday. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell says it's going to take discipline to beat the number 3 ranked Buckeyes.
Discipline is a gift, and so everything that we do within the program has to do with discipline. So it's not something that's just taught. You know, over time continues to grow. It's a skill.
NBA, the Bucks host the 76ers tomorrow night at 6:30. It's the season opener for both teams. Giannis asks, is signing his contract extension lifted the mood around the place?
It was very helpful. The Bucks are great. How the Bucks suck. That's what you guys talk about, you know.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training.
You may catch a glimpse or two of sun today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high of 62 this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms will develop late tonight and continue through tomorrow. Some heavy rain, maybe an inch to an inch and a half or more, with a high on Thursday of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Make
back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, as you've moved around the state in all of these different markets, why have you, Citizen Action spread itself throughout the state in these markets? And, sometimes people may think that the issues are so completely different in the markets in rural areas than they are in, the urban areas. But you clearly realize that some of the issues are the exact same, right?
Right. They may have different words for them, different local examples. So sometimes we talk past each other, but yes, they're fundamentally the same issues once you get to the core of them, right? Those are sometimes presented as different issues. So I think we're all over the state, Earl, but for the same reason Civic Media is now all over the state with all the radio stations you mentioned at the top of the hour, because Wisconsin is unique in terms of the relatively even distribution of population. If you look at Illinois or Minnesota, a huge majority of the people live in those states are in one metro area each. And you can govern Illinois if you only talk to the Chicago metro area. Now, that's a huge area, right? But it's not, you don't have to go to the southern tip of the state, right? That's much less true here. We also have the largest rural population of any Great Lakes state, and we're not that far behind Iowa, 30% rural. And then there are a lot of folks who are kind of in between. They're in small cities, your Eau Claire's, your Wausau's, your La Crosse's. And then there's kind of exurbs around it. And then there are huge rural areas around it that relate to it, right? So you can see them as all three of those things. People relate to Wausau who live in rural areas, right? As the closest city, and so on. And so in order to actually influence Wisconsin public policy, actually influence Wisconsin elections, we feel like we have to be in a lot more places here in Wisconsin. A lot of our opposite numbers in other states are not so spread out. They may be mostly in one city, right? And there are exceptions. Citizen Action New York, we're all part of the People's Action Network. There's a big distribution of population in upstate New York, and so they're spread out a great deal as well. But a lot of groups aren't. In Illinois, you don't have a statewide organizing group like ours. They're either in Chicago or they're downstate. So that's why, and I think it also gives us an advantage because the divide, that was called the rural-urban divide. I would call it the rural-suburban-urban divide, right? Because there are more features to it than just rural-urban. That when that divide is really sharp, when people feel divided and against each other, that's when conservative policies and pro-corporate policies dominate. When they have a community of interest, they understand and see that they all have a stake in each other's prosperity. When Milwaukee does well, that's good for the North Woods. It doesn't undermine the North Woods. That's when we make great progress. That's when we've done things like created this the early in our history and until recently the best funded public education system, both primary and secondary and higher education in the country. That's when we led on labor law reforms, like having workers' compensation, like having unemployment insurance, like having something like Social Security. Those all began in Wisconsin, and prescription drug benefits for seniors began in Wisconsin just 20 years ago in the early aughts. And when Medicare Part D came later, it was called Senior Care. It still exists. We're grandfathered in. It's better than Medicare Part D. So we need to get back to that, which means we need to break down those artificial divides, Earl.
While you're moving throughout the state with Citizen Action and listening and having dialogue and conversations with people who feel as if they've been left behind, in a way they have been left behind because the world has changed around them. And so what do you find when you have, when these conversations are being had with people in these different areas where we are now attempting to have that dialogue and conversation and bring their voices into the mix? They have just the same kind of message. I mean, being able to maintain a mortgage, being able to feed their families, being able to, as you stated, get a good education, health care. All of those things are germane to people, right? Not just no matter where you live, they're the same.
Absolutely. And when people read the things your caller CJ refers to, for those of you who are new to Earl's show, CJ is a regular conservative caller, but I know you invite, and I would certainly invite hearing from more around the state, right?
Right.
But he's clearly reading media that's telling him a certain thing on social media, on the internet.
Right.
So they're told that, for example, the fact that we don't have new investment in my rural area and my kids can't find a job here and they move far away to get jobs, right? Therefore, broke a continuity of generations that have lived in this one area, enjoyed living in that in this space, right? The rural lifestyle.
Right.
That it's someone else's fault, that it's people in Milwaukee or people in Madison, when in fact, it's actually decisions made by corporate elite, right, that actually took the money themselves and divested from everyone. So it used to be called brain drain, but I think it's broader than that,
right?
Because it's not just about smart people, it's about people. We know the African-American community in Milwaukee has the same feeling. The best and the brightest that rise up in Milwaukee and MPS schools, they often end up moving to places like Atlanta and Chicago or New York, where
right.
there are more opportunities. And so there's a sense we're losing our leadership, right? We're losing the people who could lead us forward. And rural areas feel exactly the same way. The problem is that to change the economy and invest back in both so people don't have to leave their home, their hometowns, right, for opportunity. That's something that we both have an interest in, but we're not doing together because of the fake artificial divisions, often racial divisions, where we put where a racial cast is deliberately put on it, right? Like it's crime in Milwaukee,
right?
Which is, of course, code words for crime by people of color in Milwaukee, right?
Right.
All of that kind of divisiveness, that is division deliberately done by corporate elite and the wealthiest to hold power and to get more for themselves. So is it because when people lack access to health care, is it because of the government, which is their theory, their claim, or is it because the big insurance companies, the big hospital monopolies, and big pharma have taken over the system and rigged it for profit and don't care what happens to average people who can't afford it?
You know, Dr. Craig, so people who live in these suburban areas, I clearly, you know, feel their pain. Everything, when the paper mills left and you know, the dairy farms were basically taken out from under them by corporate farms that came in and took their way of their middle class lifestyle away. I mean, I can identify with that because the middle class lifestyle of many urban families were taken away as well when the industry left, and the same people are the orchestrators of that. You know, they created that environment, and so it led people to struggle, and the middle class to dwindle. Well, we've got that in common. And so we've got to work collectively because there's a war against us. Is it safe to say that, Dr. Craig?
Yes. I mean, it's a metaphorical war, but yes. And it's damaging as a war, but it's not with bullets primarily.
Right.
So it's a metaphorical war. Now, look at a place like Wausau. I know Civic Media has a
station there. Yes.
Yep, radio. And we have a chapter, member chapter there. We call them organizing cooperatives or co-op. So the North Central Organizing Co-op. They've been deindustrialized. That used to be a strong progressive area with longtime progressive Congressman Dave Obey as a well-known national figure. And with deindustrialization, it's turned the region very right and towards kind of Trumpy policies, blaming other people, taking that bait. Milwaukee, the same thing has happened. In 1979, Milwaukee had the highest wages for African-Americans in the country. We were number one. New York Times calls us the star of the Rust Belt. Now we are 50th out of 50 in African-American income. That is the same suffering Wausau is having. It's deindustrialization. Deindustrialization was not an accident. It was not some natural thing like a change of the seasons. It was deliberately done to increase profits, to reduce the cost of labor, and to get it overseas where you can exploit cheap labor, exploit other workers. It's not their fault either. They're being exploited, right? And that is what's driven income inequality and racial inequality. Both Wausau and Milwaukee suffering the same maladies, but we're divided right now because too many people are believing it's someone else's fault, believing what the division, divisive message that is being fed through social media, through paid media, through politicians who have gotten in office and hold office by mouthing these falsehoods about whose fault it is.
You know, Dr. Craig, as you set up these co-ops across the state, do you feel that you're getting any traction at all with that message? Because again, it's going to take us collectively to push back on what we know has caused this pain.
Yes, absolutely. The challenge is talking to enough people. And, you know, we're the people power. We're not the only organizing group, but we're one of the major ones. There are others doing this, doing great work in rural areas. There's some rural groups that are only in rural areas doing path-breaking work. If you have long conversations with people, you talk to knock on their door, call them, meet them in cafes and other local meeting places, then this conversation goes very well. In order to do it, this is what our organizing seeks to do, it says, and actually get more people involved in talking to their neighbors, right? And talking to their friends.
So, Dr. Craig.
In the community, and that's the answer to all the ads.
Yeah, I got to get you to hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'd really be interested in hearing from some of our new listening audience. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Going home now. Well, home's that place somewhere you go each day to see your wife.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, big election coming up, 2024. We always talk about one of the most important elections in the history of the nation, but this clearly is one of those watershed moments, isn't it safe to say that? I don't know. Do we lose Dr. Craig?
Absolutely, Earl.
Okay, yeah,
absolutely. And look constitutionally. Our government can't operate. We can't make laws. We can't pay bills without a Speaker of the House. And we've not had one for several weeks, and there is not one in sight right now. The last nominee they did yesterday, Mr. Emmert from Minnesota, lasted all of 4 hours before he was shot down by the leader of the party, Donald Trump, on his own social media platform, True Social. And so he withdrew his candidacy. So now their lead candidate, we'll see if he can get the votes, was the architect of the decertifying, not certifying the presidential election in 2020. In other words, the guy on the inside who came up with the legislation. So, I mean, this is a constitutional crisis. The government shuts down in a couple weeks. 3 weeks, I believe, roughly, if they don't get a speaker, and then if that caucus that can't even elect the speaker won't agree to fund the government.
You know, the tragedy in that, Dr. Craig, is the pain that this is going to cause to many who are going to vote Republican. And they see this before them, and yet, maybe not understanding the impact of the fact that these people who in a representative government are not going to be able to represent the people when the people need it the most. To me, that should be a clear answer that we've got people who are looking at this from that perspective. And the damage that they're going to be doing to the very people who are, they're asking for their vote, it should be unforgivable.
Well, you have people who don't want to govern, and it says a lot about a movement that's taken over a party that doesn't want to govern. How do you have government by people who don't want to govern? There's a lot of frustration that democracy doesn't be able to solve our basic problems, address the needs of people. Well, this is why. Right. You have to have people who are serious, are serious about dealing with the now, dealing with the actual issues in front of us and the reality of them and addressing them. Right. If you're going to say, I mean, we've heard this from some of your conservative callers, Earl, that Medicare is going to go bankrupt. And by the way, that is a highly questionable statement once you get into the numbers. Right. Then are they really saying that seniors don't need health care, that there's some alternative to that? How could we not pay for it? Now, the second thing is, why is it so expensive? Partly because we let big pharma and big hospitals and big insurance companies get away with murder, essentially, to get windfall profits to please Wall Street, who owns these companies. They're driven to get maximum profitability. and to increase the profit all the time, no matter what. And so why would we need serious people that would address that problem? Other countries less rich than us can provide guaranteed health care. We can, but we have to actually make it happen through our government and create a system that is where we pay a fair price and we make sure everyone who needs health care, that's a fundamental human right, get it. When I say that, 70% of the American people think health care is a fundamental human right, okay? But we don't have leaders that will actually act on that value.
Well, I mean, because clearly people say, the people who say those things really don't take the time to figure out where the money is actually going. And that's the reason why that they say we can't afford it, because the dollars, precious dollars, are going places that really shouldn't be going when we're talking about the health of human beings, which should always come first, I think, than any of many of these other things that we're talking about and that we spend the money on. And it shouldn't be a matter of whether or not you as an individual can afford it. Dr. Craig, as you stated, many of these other nations, it's free.
Yeah, or near it, highly right. affordable, right? And, I mean, voucher care is near free for most people, but we eligibility is far too low, and we're leaving federal money on the table because we have a gerrymandered legislature that thinks it's better to turn away money for health care, which is an amazing proposition to talk about, you know, kind of a terroristic approach to government, tear it down. And so most of our problems are incredibly solvable. You know, global warming, for example, right? It scares people because of the consequences of not doing anything, of having runaway climate change, right? But it shouldn't be, what should scare people is that we're not taking the reasonable steps we could take to address it, because it's entirely manageable. You know, we have to cut emissions by almost half by 2030, but to actually meet the standards and to slow down climate change and make it much more manageable would only take 2% of gross domestic product internationally. In other words, 2% of our wealth to prevent catastrophic changes that threaten the lives of hundreds of millions and billions of people, right?
Yeah.
And will cause waves of refugees like we've never seen. If you think Fox News is screaming about people at the border now, wait till climate change gets worse and worse in the next decade. But it's all solvable. The problem's government and democracy. It's not the technical issue.
Hey, Dr. Craig, we got to leave it there. Thank you very much, as always, my friend. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
That wasn't too good.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Online at thetap.fm.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.